Can I throw out the first question?
Because
my first question was, is knowing that you're playing Morris's mom on the show, I'm just curious, what kind of mom are you? Like, what kind of influence do you have over his life? Like, are you like a strict mom, easygoing kind of mom?
I'm a black mom.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm a black mama. And the rules for us are different.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's all in his world. She's all in his business because she's been an integral part of his life and his survival. You know, this is a child who was born a premature baby with all kinds of medical issues, an extraordinarily compromised body. And what happens when you have a child like that from the start? You know, a great deal of her energy goes towards just keeping him alive. And so that forges a particular kind of bond between a mother and a child, I would think. And so that particular kind of intimacy has certainly followed us into adulthood, because he's not out of the woods in any way, shape, or form. And so that defines a great deal of our relationship. It also defines a great deal of my relationship with my daughter. Because what happens when one child gets so much focus by virtue of necessity? What happens to the other child? You know, the other child unintentionally probably gets neglected in some ways, because especially if they're self-sufficient like Pippi is. So, oh yeah, I'm all up in his stuff.
You seem really comfortable with Pippi's sexuality too. Like, when you come in, you're talking and you want Rosewood to help you, but, and you acknowledge her fiance, and it seems like you're just as close to her as you are to your own daughter. Can you talk about that, sort of how you just seamlessly came into that scene? It's like the scene just felt so natural.
That's two questions. One is, one speaks to the actor, and you come in, and these are your children. They just are your children. You don't question if they're your children, they're their children. You behave as if they're your children, especially if you're a mother like I am. You know how to treat your children. And we have a certain something in common, these kinds of black mamas. And to add to that, Gabrielle and Morris are so lovely. I should be so lucky to have children like that. So that's easy. That's easy peasy work. You referenced her sexuality.
Right.
That's interesting, because I was in Chicago yesterday, and one of the panelists referenced homophobia in the black community.
Right.
And that it doesn't seem to be present in this show.
No.
That's intentional. That's intentional on Todd's part, and it is absolutely crucial to me, Lorraine, because one of the things we as artists are we're advocates of change. We bring about change. And these mediums are important platforms on which to stand for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I, Lorraine, I stand for the face of new families that have already existed within
right.
the black community.
Right.
This is not new news, but it's been on the down low, and we don't actually talk about it. We pretend, you know, cousin Johnny is just,
he's just special.
That's your special friend. You know, they don't really live together, and they're not actually doing the do. You know, that's his special friend. Or that's Monica's best friend. They just friends, honey. They just
that's
friends.
Right.
Oh, what? You know, come on, you know?
Exactly.
So if we are ushering in this new world, we as a black community, come on, we've got to just come current with the love, because this is the face of the new families. We look very different. We always have. the black community has always been front runners in what family looks like, grandparents raising children, aunties, you know, they bring the kids up from the South and now they're your brothers and sisters. You know, we've been unafraid of this, except there's this underlying homophobia within our community that's got to go. It's why I do the fastest. It's why I choose particular products that actually stand for something.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, we could talk about your career all day, because one of the things I've always admired about your talent is that you, in many ways, choose so many important characters that we've seen on television and even the films. And thank you.
You know, there's a point in a young actor's life where you don't really have a choice. You take what they give you and you're grateful. You're just lucky to work. And then fairly early on, I learned that I may not have a choice as to what was offered me, but I always had a choice to say no. And I always had a choice, even within what I was given, I could always push the limits. I could always expand it within what it seemed to be on the paper. There was always more to bring to it. And now, as I've been in this business for 30 plus years now, I'm fortunate enough to really begin to say, I want to do that because of that. I want, because that stands for, that speaks to a world that I want my daughter, who is 10, to take for granted. The way she said, when I said Obama's the first black president, she said, "The first? Really? No." So, we our lives are peopled with a very interesting, extraordinary human beings, and I'm so happy to have some of those being reflected on television and maybe having a small part in playing one or two of them.
I was going to ask, how did you feel about that, with having so many more black faces on TV now, directors, writers like Ava DuVernay and Shonda Rhimes, like kind of championing black women as well? How does that feel, especially having a career of like 30 years?
It feels extraordinary because, you know, we as black women are extraordinary beings. We're extraordinary in so many kinds of ways, the yin and the yang of it. And I think media has been afraid to really access us because on some level we are too much. We are.
I love
when
honesty.
I say too much, but not too much really. We almost demand. We demand another way of filming us. We demand another way of capturing our subtlety. We demand another way of lighting us. We demand another way of perceiving us. We demand that you don't look at us as one or two dimensional, because we are quite possibly more dimensional than other women. We bring to the table a lot more, and so to an unschooled eye, we are too much. What we actually are, we're vast and we're big and we bring a lot to the table and we carry a lot in our sexuality, in our humanity, in our compassion, in our raging, in our laughter, in our tears, in our joy. We are big. We're big women. Big-hearted women, big-souled women. So I'm really glad to see media finally becoming fearless with that and unafraid of that. You know, when Carrie, you know, bears her claws and goes after, you know, that brother on that sweet boy on TV, you know, playing the president, you know, and she gets down and dirty, and when the sex is almost unbearably hot to watch, that's who we are. You know, so what can I say? That's how we roll.
Well, I just know that when people heard that you were joining Rosewood, everybody got excited. Like, this is going to be a show to watch.
I'm so
we were already
happy
talking about
to
Morris,
hear
but now
that.
We're like, we're ready on the show.
One more question.
Yeah.
Yes, what's your favorite part about playing Donna?
That she's flawed. That she's terrifically flawed. Because that's the other exciting thing about this new renaissance for black women, is that we don't have to be the strong earth mothers that we have been relied on to be, the voice of reason. We are the moral compass. Ah, fuck it. We are just like everybody else. You know, she messes it up. You know, we're terrifically human. And this, I really jumped at the opportunity to play just a woman at this point in my career. Not a crazy woman like me. Not a, you know, nobody that's gonna slash you and eat your children, you know. Somebody who actually loves the children, is flawed, is trying to figure out where she is at this point in her life as a woman, as, you know, her purpose. Where does she go? What do you do when you're in your 50s, you know? Where do you go in your 60s, as when you're vibrant and alive and still relevant? This is a woman that is quite possibly very close to my heart. And we happen to be working with the most magnificent producers, unlike any I have ever in my entire 30-year career encountered. And that's why I took the job, if you want to know the truth. That's the real reason. It didn't have nothing to do with Morris, how good or how fine he is. It's Vaughn, in case you hadn't met him.
Did you play a mother before you became a mother?
Oh, I played mothers all my career. I'm black. They're going to cash you. Somebody's welfare mama, somebody, mama. You know, slave mama,
exactly.
Welfare mama. Oh, I've been mama.
Sing a jingle on the corner.
That's right, but this is a different kind of mother.
Yeah.
This is a different kind of mother. Mm-hmm. So, I'm excited.
Thank you.
What's your name? You came in late.
Yeah.
Hey.
Nice to see you. Jessica.
Jessica Lorraine, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Ladies, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Miss Angela, girl.
Here we are.
The camera guy's probably looking.